Hearts Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody...
Amen. Praise God, we are so happy that you joined us today. God bless you. Happy Friday. We rejoice in the Lord that you're here today. Just want to let you know that you are greatly loved, and I'm so excited that you joined me. It's Friday, April 17th, and we are starting our show 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every other Friday. And let's get started with some music from Carrie Job. It is a Revelation song. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey guys, God bless you. We are back. We just finished listening to Carrie Job Revelation song. It is Friday, April 17th, 2015. Personal Hearts Radio broadcast every other week at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am so excited that we have one caller calling in. God bless you for listening in. God bless you. And God bless you for allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you in our biweekly Bible study. Our shows are 30 minutes long for the time being, and God willing, they will be longer as our audience grows. As I was in prayer today, and I was listening to the Lord's voice as to what He would have me teach today, the Holy Spirit quickened in me to talk about this subject, and He gave it to me, which is, your ability is limited by your prayer. So your ability is limited by your prayer. So as we begin reading, the Holy Spirit, I believe and know, will reveal what this means, what this statement means. Aaliyah, why are you saying that my ability is limited to my prayer? Because prayer is our language to God. That's how we move God in our situations. Prayer equals power. There's actual power in prayer. Just as there is power in our words, there is power in prayer. Little prayer, little power. Lots of prayer, huge power. Okay, so last week we ended, it was April 4th, we ended in John chapter 4, verse 14. And we're going to begin reading from John chapter 4 because the Word of God is Jesus Christ. Jesus was the Word of God manifest. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, as John chapter 1:1 says. So we're going to begin reading in the Word of God because God's Word is pregnant, God's Word has power, and God's Word also teaches us how to pray. And you, someone might say, Aaliyah, who made you an expert at reading the Word of God? That is a fabulous question. And I'm going to answer it. The Holy Spirit. When we leave, true born-again Christians, when we leave and give an account of God for our lives, He's going to ask us, what did you do with what I gave you? You were born, you accepted my call in your life, you lived your life. Now what do you do? What did you do with the gifts and calling that I gave you? And so this is what God told me to do. I asked Him, I said, God, what do you want me to do with my life? What the life that you've given me? And He says that you were supposed to be on the radio. So here am I. And we start somewhere, and this is where I'm starting. From where this goes, God knows. I've also been on other radio shows, and I'm currently on another radio show. This is my own personal ministry that I believe, if it just helps one or two people, praise God. As long as you're doing what God told you to do, you're in His perfect will. Okay, so we'll start at John chapter 4, verse 14. And I'm reading from the King James Version. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give, him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. What Jesus is referring to is the Word of God in us, alive, springing forth into everlasting life. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, sent to live in us to help us. Verses 15. The woman, which is the Samaritan woman, saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Amen. Worship. There's so much in that last statement. Worship the Father. Just worship the Father. It's so beautiful. It's so meaningful. Verse 22. Ye worship, and this is Jesus still talking to the Samaritan woman. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Verse 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Jesus said to her that he that was foretold, the coming Messiah, am he. I am the one that was foretold. I am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith unto the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city, and came unto him. In the mean, while his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said, And here is the crust of it. Here it is. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Have any man brought him aught to eat? No, no, this is what Jesus was saying. Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So you say, Aaliyah, what does it mean when you say, when the Holy Spirit says your ability is limited by your prayer? If Jesus said that his meat is to do the will of him that sent me, the will which is the will of the Father. We as Christians, who call ourselves Christians, who are the true Christians, how will you know what is your meat, what was your will to be in the perfect will of God? By prayer. That's the first step, is by prayer. Praying and asking Father in the name of Jesus what your purpose is. Yes. Read books, yes, read your Bible. Yes, that will lead you. That will lead you in what to say. Prayer. And even if you have to fast, as God leads you, prayer. Praying and asking God what his perfect will for you is, will reveal what he would have you do with your life. And that is very important, because many, many Christians and men and women who have great purposes in life have succumbed and have fallen asleep without fulfilling their purpose. And I don't want you to be one of those people, and God doesn't want you to be one of them, because you have great potential. When I'm ministering at church, and what assignment they give me to do, the Holy Spirit, there's always something. The Holy Spirit is always saying something. God is always wanting to encourage, to uplift, to encourage and to edify his people. And one day the Holy Spirit gave me, he said, "You are born for a purpose." Not saying it to me, but for me to say to other people, "You were born for a purpose. Your life matters. If it didn't, you wouldn't be here." And so our job is to find out what that purpose is. Father, what is your purpose for my life? What will you have me do? In the name of Jesus. And it's that simple. Father, what will you have me do? What will you have me do? Now we will continue in verse 35. Say not ye, verse 35 of John chapter 4, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And what Jesus is saying here, and what I'm going to apply it to this present day, look around you. You need not be called to Africa, Asia, or another continent, or not even another state, but look in your own state. Look in your neighborhood. Where can you show the fruits of the goodness of God in your life? The homeless shelter, convalescent home, wherever God will lead you. But if you look up, if you even look up in the streets, the fields are white, all ready to harvest. You'll be surprised, even in your own workplace, how many people have not heard of the saving love of Jesus Christ. Verse 36, and he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. Amen and amen. We have less than 10 minutes and 2 seconds left in our broadcast. Once we're going to have a brief intermission. We're going to continue back in John chapter 4, verse 39, starting in verse 39. And we're going to have a song right now, and then we'll come back. And this song is by Julie True, and it's Soak My Heart. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. All the hearts they send. study of the Old Testament will be able also to prove that Christ's birth, death, and resurrection was foretold in the Old Testament. And in that, the Holy Spirit can teach you all things concerning other religions and other sects who say that Christ is not this or not that, but God's Word and through the power of the Holy Spirit can put thoughts. And so we have 90 seconds left in our show, and I want to end it with saying that I love you guys. Thank you for joining me. Again, my show is just 30 minutes for now, and it's every other Friday, but as soon as the audience grows and considering the demand, it will be longer. And I just want to end this with a prayer, praying that in the name of the Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will have, continue to have a beautiful, blessed week. I'm so happy that you joined us. And if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you just believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and confess with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. See you next time, a week from today. Talk to you soon.